Hey everybody, it's your girl Taylor Reed, back with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world. Today, we're diving into something super important. Using mindfulness to chill out those stress vibes and tame those anxiety monsters. Ever feel like life is a runaway train barreling towards a cliff? Yeah, I've been there too. But guess what? We don't have to be passengers on that train of doom. We can actually become the conductors, steering things in a calmer, more peaceful direction. Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like this. Your mind is a busy highway with cars zooming everywhere, thoughts, worries, to-do lists, you name it. Mindfulness is like taking a step off the road and watching the traffic go by. You're still aware of everything, but you're not getting caught up in the chaos. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you wield the power of mindfulness. Number 1. Breathe. Seriously, I can't stress this enough. Deep, conscious breaths are like a reset button for your nervous system. When you feel anxiety creeping in, take a few seconds to focus on your breath. Inhale slowly, feeling your chest and belly expand, and exhale fully, releasing any tension. Repeat this a few times and watch those stress levels melt away. It's like magic, but it's science too. Number 2. Ditch the should statements. Ever catch yourself saying things like, I should be doing this, or I shouldn't feel this way? Those should statements are pressure cookers for anxiety. They create a gap between what is and what we think should be, which leads to frustration and stress. Instead of shoulds, try phrases like I choose to, or I am learning to. It's all about taking ownership of your thoughts and actions. Number 3. Be kind to yourself. We're all human, and sometimes we mess up. But instead of beating ourselves up, let's practice some self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, setbacks are part of the journey, not failures. Number 4. Ground yourself in the now. When anxiety takes over, it's easy to get swept up in worries about the future or regrets about the past. To combat that, practice grounding techniques. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? This brings your attention back to the present moment, where all we truly have control is right here, right now. Number 5. Seek support. You're not alone in this journey. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist. Sharing your experiences can be incredibly helpful and remind you that you're supported. Remember, sometimes just voicing our anxieties can make them feel less overwhelming. You know that feeling when you're completely stressed out, overwhelmed by everything on your plate? I bet we've all been there. Imagine this. You have a huge presentation coming up at work. You've got deadlines looming, emails piling up, and your mind is racing with what-ifs. It feels like an avalanche is about to hit, right? Now imagine stepping back for a moment, taking a few deep breaths, and focusing on the sensations of your feet on the ground. You notice the air against your skin, the sound of birds chirping outside, or even just the feel of your coffee mug in your hand. This simple act of grounding yourself can make a world of difference. It helps you break free from the mental chaos and create space for clarity and calm. Remember, mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen all the time. It's about practicing awareness, learning to ride the waves of stress without being swept away, and finding moments of peace even in the midst of chaos. So take a deep breath, be kind to yourself, and remember you got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to mindfulness techniques for managing stress? Share them in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and rate the podcast if you find it helpful. Until next time, keep those stoic vibes flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.